A federal judge has temporarily stopped a rule that was supposed to go into effect Monday in Texas. It would require health care facilities to cremate or bury remains of any miscarriages or abortions, regardless of how far along the pregnancy was or the woman's wishes. Supporters say fetal remains should not be treated like medical waste, but health care providers and funeral homes are worried. They say the implications of the rule are unclear and possibly costly. Ashley Lopez from Here and Now contributor KUT reports.
Daryl Thompson runs the Weed Corley Fish Funeral Home in Austin.
As we continue our general visitation area, a very common area where families gather for visitations.
Thompson says for years he's worked with a local Catholic hospital as part of a community service. Sometimes he's asked to deal with the fetal remains of a miscarriage. Usually, he says, the hospital chaplain arranges a funeral at a local cemetery. Other times, he's asked to step in.
Families are certainly given the opportunity to make disposition of their family members, and if they elect not to, then the hospital will call us, and we will take care of that process. Now, this is one specific group.
Catholic hospitals handle fetal remains through burials or cremations because they believe life begins at conception. But not all healthcare providers are Catholic or even religious. But Texas leaders want to require that all healthcare providers deal with fetal remains that way. And that includes remains from abortions as well as miscarriages. This means Thompson can go from disposing of fetal remains once every 3 months, like he does now, to doing it way more often. How often?
Well, I don't know that I really have a solid answer for you with that. We haven't been provided with any information other than this rule will take effect.
All that bothers Thompson. He says he doesn't have an opinion on the new rule, but he doesn't like that there's so much uncertainty about how to comply with it. It was a state agency rule, not a law passed by the legislature, so stakeholders like Thompson didn't have as much input. There was a public comment period and some hearings, but the rule essentially didn't change. That's even though the Texas Medical Association and the Texas Hospital Association had significant issues with it. For example, they say forcing a woman who suffered a miscarriage to bury the fetus would make a difficult situation even more difficult.
I really feel this was a very rapid, quick decision. I don't think that all the implications were considered.
But not everyone thinks the creation of this new rule on the treatment of fetal remains was haphazard. Amy Hagstrom Miller is the CEO of a chain of Texas abortion providers called Whole Women's Health. She says state leaders introduced this rule after her group won a court battle with the state over a set of regulations that restricted access to abortion.
Texas put forward these proposed rules just 4 days after our June victory in the Supreme Court, and I think there's a direct connection. And I think this time, once again, Texas has really gone too far.
This week, Whole Women's Health and others filed another lawsuit against the state of Texas. Part of what they're arguing is that the fetal remains rule is too vague. And then Miller says there are costs. Funerals are thousands of dollars, which could make them too expensive for many women. And cremation, she says, is just another hurdle.
To date, we've only found one crematorium in the entire state of Texas that is willing to work with the abortion care providers. And that's not a path to compliance. That is a very obvious bottleneck that's going to put services at risk throughout the state for the women who need us.
The Department of State Health Services declined to do an interview about their new rule, but officials say it does not unduly burden individuals seeking abortions. David Brown with the Center for Reproductive Rights disagrees.
What an undue burden means, in the words of the Supreme Court, is a law that imposes pointless burdens without any benefit at all.
The state also says healthcare facilities should be able to absorb the cost of the new rule. But some providers say that's not true. And funeral home director Daryl Thompson says no one really knows what this will cost everyone, including him.
Hopefully it will not impact families financially, and I could perhaps see that that could happen. So I guess as the adage goes, we will see.
U.S. District Court Judge Sam Sparks halted the law until he gets a chance to rule on it. Hearings are set for January 3rd. Sparks is likely to have a ruling by January 6th. Indiana Governor and Vice President-elect Mike Pence signed a similar measure, but it was struck down by a federal court. And Feel Remains disposal law is on hold in Louisiana pending legal challenges. For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Lopez.